980 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration remains a major focus in the new year. House Republicans Wednesday visited the southern border. They're calling on the White House to take action to secure the border. The White House took action. The Justice Department is suing Texas over one of its laws.
The Biden administration argues that SB 4 is unconstitutional and is asking a federal judge in Austin to block implementation of the statute, which is to take effect in March. It gives state, county, and local police the authority to arrest people suspected of being in the country illegally, a function the DOJ says is exclusively a federal responsibility.
It's ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas. Former President Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado ruling that bars him from the state primary ballot. More names could be released today connected to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Former President Clinton's name surfaced on Wednesday. He has not been accused of any wrongdoing linked to Epstein. This is ABC News. The Federal Reserve is on board with the idea of starting to cut back on interest rates this year. In the minutes from last month's meeting, officials indicated that lower rates would be appropriate as long as inflation kept cooling. The search is on for a rogue skier.
Like in a car crash, skiers in Colorado are required by law to stay at the scene of an accident and to provide their name and address. But according to the Summit County Sheriff's Office, a skier did not do that at Keystone Resort on Tuesday. A father and daughter were skiing, exiting Blackjack Run, when a man on a ski bike came up behind them, hitting both. The father was seriously injured and now is in critical condition. The Sheriff's Office says a criminal investigation is underway and they're asking for witnesses. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the first time in 30 years, Microsoft is changing its keyboard, introducing a Copilot key that will launch Microsoft's new AI assistant. It would replace the menu key usually found on the lower right-hand side. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin pay about 10% of their income in state and local taxes. That's one of the lowest rates ever. The Wisconsin Policy Forum notes state taxes have been dropping over the last 50 years and have never exceeded 11% of personal income since it started keeping track in 1970. Doctors are asking their colleagues to talk to their patients about voting. Omar Atik is president of the American College of Physicians.
We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Studies link states with easy ballot access to better health outcomes, but a survey done in 2022 ranks Wisconsin 47th in ease of voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL. The Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're as cold as ice. Down, down. It's a beautiful day.
Playing what we want.
Working at a 9-to-5 pace. I want
infant's love. And where's that shiny car? And did it ever get you far? You never seem so dead slow. I never seen you fall so hard. And do you know where you are? And truth be told, I miss you. And truth be told, I'm lying. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell.
How many times have your mother and I told you about this?
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, I take the keys to my truck. Hit the shore, cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai, all the gang.
Jack FM will now let someone else do the talking, since they paid for it.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start, gradually turning partly sunny into the afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Winds variable at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and low in the upper teens. For Friday, cloud cover, chance for some flurries early on, then a chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon, upper 20s. Snow likely Friday night into your Saturday, an inch or two of snow accumulation up to a high of 32 degrees Saturday. Sunday, any snow showers wrapping up by midday, upper 20s, and for Monday, 29. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Right now, it's 15.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM comes with a free toy.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Stay. Hey, baby, when you walk down.
your New Year's resolution to stop calling radio stations? 866-930-JACK.
Nice day. day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Jack FM.
Careful making wishes in a dark, dark, can't be sure when it hit them. Mud in the sides in the mean, mean time. I'm just dreaming of tearing you away.
Today's winning numbers are 866-930-JACK. FM's never been good at timing the market, but we're good at timing these.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Start the new year off right and give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Stop into Menards and view our great selection of toilets from American Standard, featuring Everclean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Get a Titan Tall round toilet for just $199. Big buys, big savings. Check out this and other great deals going on now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start, gradually turning partly sunny into the afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Winds variable at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and low in the upper teens. For Friday, cloud cover, chance for some flurries early on, then a chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon, upper 20s. Snow likely Friday night into your Saturday, an inch or two of snow accumulation up to a high of 32 degrees Saturday. Sunday, any snow showers wrapping up by midday, upper 20s, and for Monday, 29. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Right now, it's 15.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers welcome Jair Alexander back after serving his one-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. Meeting with reporters on Wednesday, Jair chalked it all up to a learning experience.
There was definitely things that I could have improved upon during that week to help with the communication. And moving forward, you know, that won't happen again.
When asked what Alexander had to do to get his starting job back, Matt LaFleur wasn't ready to let the cat out of the bag.
I'm not going
to
get into too many of the specifics. You guys will find out later in the week, but I will say that it was great to have him back. We had a great conversation on Monday, and I think he's ready to go.
I'll have more after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The Bears have been generous in turning the ball over, but they flipped the script when it comes to taking the ball away. They have 18 takeaways in the last seven games, going 5-2 during that stretch. Their 22 interceptions for the season ranks third.
Some of the interceptions are, whether it's D linemen getting their hand up in the air, or there's a lot of bang-bang plays over the middle that they've been able to react to the throw and cause the ball to go up in the air and somebody picks it off. I think you look at the back end, a lot of those guys, they all have really good ball skills. They're able to get jumps. These guys read the QB as good as anybody.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is
I love you.
check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
$100,000 taking his 11 kids to Disneyland. Jag FM did the math, and a vasectomy would have been a whole lot cheaper.
We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Jack FM instead of asking questions.
Jack, I was just letting you know I took a mental health day today.